Welcome to the Small Business Spoonfuls podcast, a laid-back discussion of the serious HR topics and trends of today. Brought to you by HelpDeskSuites.com, hosted by Lisa Smith and Mason Merrill.
Welcome back to another episode of Small Business Spoonfuls. I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
And today we're going to be discussing some issues that are affecting not only businesses, but really largely individuals. And these could be things that you want to be aware of, maybe even have a little, you know, newsletter or Zoom call or something with your employees and discuss some of these challenges and confusing messages that might be coming their way. The COVID stuff has really caused the bad guys to come out in full force and start the little scammy ripoffy type, scenarios, even bigger than, you know, we all kind of got to know the Nigerian prince scam, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so now we're starting to see some of that homegrown Nigerian print stuff in bigger numbers than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we got some new tax scams. Woo!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we're just going to kind of go through, there's kind of 12 points here, and we're going to kind of go through those and kind of discuss them as we go here, just to kind of what you can look out for with these. So the first one is playing on fear.
Yeah. So, you know, the IRS is reporting that they're seeing so many what's called phishing schemes.
Yeah.
You know, it's where you get those emails that they, you know, try to rile you up and get you afraid about the virus and stimulus payments. And they blast these out to large numbers of people. And they're working on trying to get personal identity information, credit cards, social security numbers, you know, whatever they can get from you.
Yeah. And this is one of the oldest tricks in the book. You know, I hate when I get insurance calls, like, are you taking care of your family properly? Well, you might get in a car wreck tomorrow, so buy our insurance. I'm like, no, I'm not buying that, you know, kind of thing. And that's just it's one of the oldest tricks in the book that a lot of companies use to try to sell their products. And then also with, you know, these kind of tax scams as well, you know, get these emails, urgent, look at this now, you're being frauded. And then, you know, it's like at the same time they're trying to that's what they're trying to do to you. So.
Yeah, no, and there are, it's just getting worse with COVID-19.
I mean,
you know, people that wouldn't normally be afraid when they get a silly email like this, now they're suddenly afraid.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a whole new audience that they've really been able to tap into.
Yeah, and the biggest thing to remember when you get one of these emails, the IRS does not email you.
Yes.
You will never get an email from the IRS. So if you see something that's like IRS urgent, delete it.
And no credit card company, nobody is going to say, just email us back your social security number.
No.
You know, no. They're not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just one thing to look out for. And going on to the next point, give and it hurts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, most people, I can't say we all, but most people like to be charitable when it's within their power to do so. So COVID-19 has really, you know, tapped on the heartstrings of the American public and the public at large in the world, as a matter of fact. And people with means have been sort of guilted almost into, you know, maybe you should give a little more during this time, which is a personal choice. Yeah. But what we've seen is bogus websites using names that resemble legitimate charities. And we're not going to say them out loud because we don't want to give them any press.
No.
But it is something that if you're going to give, check out the charity that you're giving to and make sure it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest thing is like you have a big open heart and that's very much appreciated, but you just need to be, you need to understand where your money's going and not just give blindly, you know. And one thing to remember, legit legal charities won't hesitate to give their federal employee identification number.
Yeah.
So that's something you can always ask for if you're given to a charity.
Yes, and then when you get that number, you can go to irs.gov and you can look that charity up and make sure that you've got the right, you know, group of people. So, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So moving on to phone scams, a familiar voice.
Yeah. And so this is called vishing or voice phishing, which is kind of a new word now we're having to deal with. But it's, you know, where they call you up and they say, if you don't do this, if you don't pay this money, if you, you know, then we're going to arrest you or deport you, which is a really big one right now. We're going to revoke a license that you have. And so you always hear of these coming around. Sometimes they're like robocalls. And so it's not unusual to see this kind of an activity. But, you know, again, it's heightened during this time of COVID. You know, we've been given these passes. And so, like, we have had a time period where we didn't have to file our taxes until July 15th. And, you know, so we're given some grace periods on maybe paying some credit cards and things like that. But then the scammers take advantage of this and they call you up and they say, well, that didn't include you and we're going to deport you, or that didn't include you because of this reason and we're going to do this to you. And, you know, we don't have debtor's prison anymore. Like, all of that is gone. The IRS is not going to demand immediate payment or threaten to come and get you.
Mm-mm.
And so just don't be taken in by that stuff.
Yeah. And like, it, I think the most important thing to bring out here is it goes either way. Like, I got a call the other day, somebody was trying to scam me. You know, and I answer the phone, hey, this is Mason. And they're like, hey man, what's going on? You know, like, kind of be trying to be familiar with you. And then I'm like, who is this? Like, oh, you don't remember this and that, you know, and that, you know, they go into this depth conversation. When you get something like that, it's just weird. You just hang up. And, or the other side of it where they're calling you, threatening you, like, you got to do this now or else, you know, like we kind of talked about before. And some of it will be robocalls. You'll get these, this is an important message. Some blah, 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 delete, 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 you know,
yeah.
Obviously. And if it's a number from overseas, then that's just, you know, that's right out there. And
yeah.
It's cool because a lot of the phones these days will catch those calls now and it'll say likely a scam,
mm-hmm.
right on your iPhone or your Android device. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is antisocial.
So social media, you know, has been a great way to stay in touch during this time, but it's also a great way to get scammed.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, social media scams have led to tax-related issues, people stealing your identity, asking for your social. We just want to remember that a lot of times it looks like the person that's asking things of you is your actual friend on social media, but our accounts are being hijacked all the time. People are using our pictures and making it look like I'm messaging you when I'm really not.
Yep.
So we got to really watch out for those things.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so then moving on to the next one, a negative impact.
Yeah, so the IRS has really worked against refund fraud and theft and things like that, but it still is going on. And so criminals are turning their attention to stealing what's known as economic impact payments. And so the IRS has recently issued warnings that nursing homes and other care facilities that are accepting these payments that come in are going to be at risk. So we want to make sure that payments don't count as a resource for determining eligibility for Medicaid and other federal programs. And if you're getting issues like this with your family members or you personally, you want to reach out to the proper authorities.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the next one would be a new avenue new for scammers.
Yeah, and so we always know that for years, whether it's a sleazy TV preacher or whoever it might be, the senior citizens have been the targets. They, no matter how small that Social Security check is, they're not too proud to take it, you know. And so it's really bad. Older Americans sometimes don't know where to turn. Maybe they don't have family that's readily available to help them navigate some questions. And then they trust this well-meaning, sweet-voiced person on the phone or through whatever, you know, mode they're trying to be contacted. And of course, you know, they are taken for a ride many times. So look out for your seniors, you know, look out for your parents and your grandparents and make sure they're doing okay through this.
Yep, that's right. Phishing scams are linked to coronavirus are that special threat. So,
yeah.
Okay, so language barriers. This one's kind of a interesting one because my wife, her mother is limited English. They're Korean. and she's been kind of lived all over the world, but never really learned English. And she'll get these things sometimes. And my father-in-law, he's always like, "Don't answer the phone. Don't do this." And because she's getting caught up in these things and not getting frauded to that point or anything like that, but she'll get these and take them really seriously. So,
yeah.
You know, when the IRS impersonators, they target people they think that are going to be limited with English, and then they tell them all this jargon that they can't understand, but makes it feel urgent. And so that's one thing. That's one of the things that people are using language barriers to get their way.
Yeah, no, that's super important. So, and you know, and we see a lot of anti-immigrant, you know, feeling, and so there's just a lot going on with our immigrant population. And like your mother-in-law, she's an American citizen.
Yeah,
but still, she can get very easily she can easily misunderstand or be convinced of something. So we definitely want to look out for those things too.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so the next one is boo.
Yeah. So dishonest tax preparers. Oh, my goodness. So we see this every tax season. You know, somebody's going to be trying to take somebody for a ride. But with COVID-19, there are going to be situations where we have dishonest tax preparers. We even have tax pros that have been impacted by COVID and their offices have been closed or partially closed. So we want to make sure that we don't get into a situation as a taxpayer where we have to go find a new person to help us, and we're just turning to whoever's on the internet, because it can really, really be a bad deal. And then especially dangerous, it mentions here, are ghost preparers,
yeah,
who don't sign the returns, but they charge you all this money. So.
Yeah, that's right. It's it's one of those things you really gotta, you know, I say a lot of times, go to someone who's local, you know, who mm-hmm. you can actually see in person to help you tax repair, prepare, you know, if you need that kind of help. You know, it's just working with somebody over the internet can be, it can work, but at the same time, it can be dangerous.
Yeah, and at this time, more than any, you know, shopping locally just helps our community stay afloat. So I really feel like that's super important, but yeah.
Yep, okay, so next point is accept no compromise.
Yeah, and you know, I get these in the mail, these tax debt resolution companies that say, oh, we're just going to settle your tax debt for you. And you know, there have been times when there are legit ones out there and they do help people who are in trouble. But what I've been getting in the mail recently is I'll get this letter saying you owe this credit card company and this credit card company and this credit card company, and they're right. Like, I have a balance on those cards, but I'm not delinquent and it's not a big deal. Like, I'm handling my business, right? But they're coming at me like these companies have hired them to pursue me. And so we have to, and this is where older folks too, or maybe young, naive folks, can really get caught up in some of these things. What is this? It looks like a threatening letter. Oh no, they're going to shut down my life, you know, because I owe $1,500 to Citibank, or, you know, no, it doesn't work that way. And so when I open those up and I see what they're doing, then in little bitty tiny print, there will be something about this is an advertisement or something, you know, there'll be something, but that's not obvious most of the time. And so just watch out for that, because these people are just trying to take you for a ride.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so the next one is card tricks, talking about gift cards.
Yeah. And so, you know, they steal your personal data, they file bogus returns, and now they get your refund deposited onto their bank account. And once the direct deposit hits that account, the fraudster calls the taxpayer posing as the IRS employee. And then the taxpayer's told there's been a bank error, it's not in their favor, the IRS wants their money back, and then they've got to go out and you know, buy these gift cards and do all this stuff to pay this money back. And anyway, just don't fall for that.
Yeah.
If the IRS deposits money into your account, they need to write you a letter on IRS letterhead and send it certified mail before you give any of that money back.
Yeah, 100%. And also the you know, with the stimulus checks as well, you know, you get, I got mine direct deposited, and then you know, after that, you know, you get a letter saying this is all verified and everything's good.
So, yeah.
The IRS does that as well. They'll send you a paper trail of we deposited this in your account and you're here and everything's good.
So yeah.
You'll get these scammers posing to try to get you to give you their give them your tax return. So
yeah.
Okay, so the next one is payroll payoffs.
Yeah, and so this is one where, you know, tax professionals, employers, taxpayers, all of us need to be on guard against this kind of a scheme that's designed to steal W-2 information specifically. And so they're going to be targeting small businesses many times to get this information. And so it's true when the businesses are closing and the employees are working from home. This article I read says in one scam, a compromised email account was often used to send a request to purchase gift cards. Here is the gift card theme again, in various denominations. And then in another, the fraudster may have access to the victim's email account to impersonate the victim, to have the organization change the direct deposit information or something like that. So if somebody, if your employee emails you and says, hey, here's my new bank information, don't just accept the email. You need to hear that. You need to get them to sign something official. And chances are, if, I mean, obviously, if this is a fraud thing that's happening, you're going to call that employee up and want to do an, you know, a verbal, you know, confirmation this was your email. And they may say, no, I never sent you that email. And this is happening more and more. So we've really got to watch out for this.
Yeah, but it starts a whole chain of events that just...
Yeah, and as
you into the ground.
Yeah, and as a business, I mean, you're responsible for your employees' information. So yeah. You really have to watch out for that.
Yeah, you can't be giving that stuff away. Okay, so the last and final point is Hayat ransom.
Yeah. Yeah, so ransomware. So if you've never heard of this before, it's basically used to infect your computer, your network, or whatever. And it's a big deal. Basically, it shuts down your system or won't let you access certain vital areas until you pay a certain amount of money. And you don't even know it's happening until you try to access that data. So it's very slick. There might be a pop-up window that says contact here and you know, do this and do that, and then they're going to try to get money. And anyway, you know, fake COVID charities have been involved, and lots of craziness on this kind of ransomware. So before you open any attachment on an email or you allow a pop-up or something, you need to be super, super careful because you might be installing this stuff on your computer.
Yeah, and it's a good idea to look, you know, because, yeah, like you said, you'll get these emails with these attachments that look – you know, somewhat official, but it's always good to check the email address. Where is that coming from? Because usually a ransomware or a scammer, it'll be this big, long, drawn out email address, but it has like apple.this.whatever.com from whoever, you know, wherever it's coming from. So like it's just going to look if it looks fishy, delete it and move on. And if it really is something that you deleted, then it'll come back around, you know,
paper
trail or something. They'll find you.
No, they're not. Yeah. It's better not to just fall into it and just fall prey to it immediately. Cause
we get, you know, we get billions of emails go out a day, and probably I would say 70% of them are scams or whatever it's going to be. So just be on the watch. And, you know, we've had members send us stuff that's like, you know, is this legit? You know, we're like, no, you know.
With garnishments, that's another big one for your payroll department. So just watch out for everything because it's at an all-time high really at the moment.
And also look out for these companies that like, I'm securing your information, you know, because there's the big ones like LifeLock that's legit, you know, things like Credit Karma, you know, that are really secure, to secure your information and help you out and all that kind of stuff. But there's also people who pose as LifeLock that are actually stealing your stuff. So that's another one to, if you're looking for some kind of security for your private information, you know, make sure you vet out whoever you're looking at.
Yeah, definitely. Really good.
So,
definitely.
Okay, well, that was a pretty, decent long, kind of a longer form one, but at the same time, this stuff's important because all these people are coming out of the woodwork for, you know, COVID-19, and people are afraid right now and all that kind of stuff. So they're preying on that kind of thing. So just something to look out for.
Yep, that's it. All right. Well, I guess that's a wrap for today then. So until next time, I'm Lisa Smith.
And I'm Mason Merrill.
Be audit secure.
If you would like to learn more about us, head over to helpdesksuites.com. There, we have the essential training and support you need to keep up with ongoing legal changes, as well as maintain a solid HR and employment law compliance. Help Desk Suite Deluxe is your help desk for HR. Inside, you'll have access to all the apps you need, such as our job description writer, employee handbook creator, special calculators, support, and a community of the smartest HR pros around. Whether you're a seasoned HR pro or a great office manager that got voluntold into an HR position, we can help you do HR like a boss with Boss Calls. Boss Calls is a twice monthly Q&A conversation hosted by Lisa Smith and her guests, along with other experienced HR professionals from all across the country.